A frac sand mining moratorium is a resolution passed by local government that bans any new mines or processing facilities for up to 1 year. It's meant to put a halt on fast-growing industries and give a municipality time to study and possibly craft regulations for it. Currently, at least 4 counties have passed moratoriums, as have around 19 cities, towns, and villages. But what separates Kinnickinnick from the rest is the fine for ignoring the moratorium. And what a fine! $1 million for each day a company mines. Bill Gnatzig is a town supervisor.
Rather than chase our tails and try to figure out how much profit is there and where would that breaking point be, we just put a number in there that we felt would stop anybody. It would certainly stop any one of us on the board. Let's put it that way.
John Bailing is an Eau Claire attorney who represents frac sand mining companies. He says Kinnickinnick's fine is ridiculous.
To call for $1 million a day fine, I mean, it's unheard of, and it seems to be either A, vastly overreaching, or B, a town's attempt to unfortunately raise its coffers off of an industry's back.
But Bill Gnatzig says the fine is not meant to keep companies out. It's only meant to keep the moratorium from being ignored.
It's not an indication by any means as to how the board might ultimately feel or the township might ultimately feel about frac sand mining.
Although Kinnickinnick's moratorium lasts for 1 year, Gnatzig says they could drop it earlier if regulations come together before it expires. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.